Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm a couple minutes late, everybody. I apologize. It's 10:04, and it is Easter Sunday. Passover, it's Easter, two of the big, religions, enjoying this very holy time of year. And I can't help but think about the message coming from both. It's a message of freedom, and it's a message of peace. So what does that really mean? What is your message of freedom, and what is your message of peace? And where is it for? Is it really for the world to have peace? Yeah, I think we all want that. I think we'd love for the world to not have pain and sorrow and suffering. However, I think that our opportunity that is in front of us is to find peace and freedom within our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own souls, finding a place where we can enjoy abundance and love by understanding that our thoughts are ours. Thoughts are free. And as long as we get to think the way we want, what we want, without, I'm not talking about without somebody else telling us what to think. I'm talking about without ourselves telling us what to think. Without our own internal message being that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, that we never win, that everybody else gets what they want. Instead of seeing the world with joy and abundance and how amazing it is that we get to enjoy every last breath that we take, every single sip of beautiful air that comes into our lungs, that there, in that point, in that moment, is the opportunity to enjoy freedom. The freedom to, even when we're working hard, even when we're up against a challenge in our lives, that challenge is an opportunity to become all that we are, all the depth and capability that's deep within us to be really, really, really great. I don't want to say great people, just great us's. Not a technical term. Great us's, but you know what I mean when I say that. When I say great us's, I mean not defaulting to anger and not defaulting to vengeance and vengeful thoughts and jealousies and contrivances. When we see somebody who is in their own battle with negative and positive energy, being able to turn around and understand that energy for what it is. Being able to understand that energy for the beauty of the ability that we have within ourselves to take a deep breath, to take three breaths, and to see that in those breaths, and when we lean in those breaths, we have the ability to become so much more. Every single time we get to be so much more. And it doesn't matter. It could be someone we know, a loved one, a family member who's challenging us, or it could be some guy on a road. It could be someone on a line in a store. The opportunity for us is to understand that deep breath will give us freedom. That's the opportunity with freedom and peace. Because when you have the peace to be empowered, then you have the peace to know you have freedom. I think it's in a button. It's springtime, so I know that I have finally gotten through what I used to call my worst holiday, or my worst season. I still don't like it, but I've come to appreciate winter for all that it was, because it allows me to really get out there and open my windows now and truly be glad for the sun on my face and the ground that I see and the pedal that I can pedal. Really amazing stuff. So what else does freedom mean? Peace. How do you find peace with yourself and what you want out of life? The freedom to put aside all the excuses, all those go-to places, all those reasons why you don't get things done. The peace of knowing that you're actually empowered and going to start making life happen rather than letting life happen. It really is a very exciting concept, right? I mean, to get in the driver's seat of your own life. And with that being said, what does being in the driver's seat look like? Yeah, sometimes it could be a tougher road. And there are plenty of people who will tell me how hard life is. You know, there's so much stress. I have to cook. I have to do this. I have to get this done. I have to get that done. And if you want to go through life and worry about that and consider the difficulties or the challenges, then that's what you're going to see. That's the energy you're going to attract. And you're not going to have peace. Because even when you're doing well, you're going to worry about who's going to rob you, who, did you get it done, are you going to be able to keep it? What's in front of us? Right? That is literally what's in front of us. How do we get beyond that? How do we find peace within ourselves to know that we can get in the driver's seat, do the rigorous work, do the hard stuff, and by doing that, we can become everything we wanted to become. That we can really appreciate our lives from the perspective of first mover rather than waiting for some other thing, some other person to call us, some other thing to happen for us, to win the lottery, as it were. If we see it just by the fact that we woke up, that we won the lottery. The lottery for us is being in the game. That's the win. That's the huge win for us, is that we're in the game. How amazing would that be? Because then you get to enjoy every step. For me and my yoga, every stretch, and when I get a little bit more movement, more, if it doesn't change, then it doesn't change. I don't know what else to say. I know that if I lean in and I breathe, I'll grow. If I run away and let go and decide I can't do this, it's too hard, then I won't be able to grow. I won't get that benefit. So my wish for everyone today, while enjoying family, friends, and love, is to understand that we have the opportunity to love ourselves, give ourselves the freedom to love ourselves, and enjoy the peace that comes with it. When we understand whether we make choices that are healthy or unhealthy, no matter what choice it is, a choice. And if we stay in the mindset that it was our choice, that we made the decision, there's no blame when it doesn't work out. You just do it again. You do the next thing. Give yourself some love, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.